comb one's hair. So he said, when one combs one's hair on Shabbos, two things are happening. First of all, there's a psik resha that the hair's come out, because a normal comb is quite strong, and as you put it through your hair, what's going to happen is the hair's going to be pulled out. And the Rivosh says that's called nichali. He likes it, because a person doesn't want to have knots in his hair, tangles in his hair. So all the hair that comes out is nichali. Even besides that, he says that often a person's got in his hair semi-attached hair. I mean, it's on its way out. And a person doesn't want that lying around, because it could fall out during the course of the day in his soup or whatever. So he prefers, when he brushes his hair, he prefers that that's all sorted out. Bekitzer, the Rivosh learns it's called nichle. All combing of hair is called nichle. And therefore, he holds it's a serious problem. Combing someone's hair on Shabbos is a serious problem. He said yesterday, I can't remember who it's from, but if someone's got very short hair, to the master, this problem doesn't really exist so much, yeah? It's not, the hair's not likely going to be pulled out, and there's no knots in very light, very short hair, so that's not a problem. The Mishnah is not happy at all if you're brushing hair. We read this out yesterday, and read it out again to you, because he's obviously very bothered about this. Kosta Pasebi Yeshua's Yaakov, I want a quote from Yeshua's Yaakov, Ra'isi Anoshim Maki and Nisrit Roshim Shabbos. I see people are lenient to comb their hair on Shabbos. Ukamat Nasa Dovak Heta Etzla, it becomes like a heta. People think there's nothing wrong with it at all. Va'oile Naim Shekach Roes, woe to the eyes to see this. Lava Bishat Nefesh Lechal Shabbos Yodayim. People are Mechal Shabbos directly. Umeroi Lechal Chochem Be'iro Lahaze Azeh. A Chochem should warn people about this. Ula Yishmu Yitchum Musa. They should learn and take Muslim on this. Adkan Dvorov. The Kitzer, that's what he says, that's what we said yesterday, that using a comb, a normal comb, a normal stiff brush, is problematic, because that is going to pull out the hairs, and therefore one should not do on Shabbos. What we did say yesterday was there is a way to do this, and that is if a person uses a soft brush, so there, a soft brush is not going to be a particular issue to pull the hairs out, and he brushes lightly, he doesn't brush very thoroughly. So again, it's not likely going to pull out the hairs that even are semi-loose. And we said a person's got a brush which is miyuchav Shabbos, which is supposed to get rid of under the choil, then that would be mutter to use on Shabbos. So you need those three conditions to make it allowed. A soft brush, a soft brushing, you do a brushing lightly, just very lightly, lightly brush it, and then you have a special one designated for Shabbos use that is mutter to use. That's the way to brush your hair. The same thing we said yesterday, the chayr applies to the beard as well. The same thing with the beard. A person's got in his beard, it also can have knots there, so therefore to brush it with a comb is a chayr, the same problem as the hair itself. To use your hands, not that Mishnah says, that the Ramos is okay, mutter lochol hufasus biyaz. To put your hands through it is mutter meikadin. Obviously, if you feel a knot inside your thing, then obviously you can't put it, because that's going to be a problem of tearing the knot open, very lightly going to tear the hairs out. Okay, that's what we said yesterday. Then we finished off yesterday with this, what was it called? This ouchless, I didn't have the name, I said it, yes, I didn't even have it. Ouchless brush. Ouchless. It doesn't hurt when you brush. It means it's very, very, what happens is it doesn't pull the hairs when you brush. So that brush is mutter, we said yesterday, really. The thing is that some people do have their hair still pulled out with that, so why don't you try it before Shabbos, we said, to see, have a little experiment, do a bit of brushing before Shabbos, experiment with the brush to see whether it pulls out the hairs. If it doesn't, you can use it on Shabbos, and a light brush, and you keep that specially for, what do you call it? Then we also spoke about yesterday putting powder into your hair. So that was a shaila of, because sometimes the hair is greasy. So the greasy hair, especially for girls, they're not greasy hair, you've got 2 days Yom Tov, you've got Shabbos, whatever, sometimes, normal Shabbos, not a problem, normally. Yeah, I mean, it can be, but much less than 2 days Yom Tov, you've got 2 days Yom Tov, so the hair gets a bit greasy. You've got 2 days Shabbos, and then, you've got 2 days Yom Tov, and Shabbos, yeah, so the mice, the hair gets a bit greasy. So what they want to do is they want to put some stuff in there. So yesterday we brought along, but we bought that shampoo, which is a problem, the one that's a liquid, it comes into a powder, that's a shadow of moilid. We say you shouldn't use that, but you can use normal talcum powder, or you can use normal powder shampoo that's allowed to be used, rub it into the hair, and then you can take it off. There's nothing wrong with taking it off on Shabbos, that's mutter to do. Okay? Okay, that's more or less a recap of what we said yesterday. Okay, moving on to today, Shia. So, start with a shaitel. A shaitel itself, the truth is, goiter does not apply to a shaitel. I mean, make out dinner, a person's got a shaitel, even a human hair shaitel, and a person pulls their hairs out of the shaitel, that's not goiter. Do you know why? Yeah, it's not great. It's not attached to its place of where it grows, yeah? It's stuck onto some sort of netting. It's not attached to its proper place of growth, and therefore it some geysers is no problem. There's no problem of geysers to pull that off, even by human hair. So therefore, in theory... geysers is not to put it out from its root. Geysers is even to cut a
hair. Human hair cycle.
Yeah. Once it's nifka from geyser, once it's not grown in its place to grow, then the whole thing is nifka. It can't be, it won't be over geyser in such a case. The mice, the whole thing is finished from geysers. It's not so posh though, the mice. The mice of Ekad Din, the Zichado Shiloh of geysers by a, what do you call it, by a shaitler, say even with human hair. However, many poskim hold, even so, one should treat it as normal hair. I'm talking about human hair one, yeah? Let's talk about human hair one. Why? Because they used to what they madame it to. I must say, it's a chiddush, I must say. They tie that, many people tie that when you brush a normal shaitel, hairs do come out. And it's either you're breaking the shaitel a bit. It looks very much like sosa. You're destroying an item. You've got an item, and it's nicker when you brush it. Yeah, it's a chiddush. It looks like it's nicker when you brush it, the hairs come out. Yeah, it's not this is right, but it's not this is right, sir. That's a big difference, actually. Yeah, that's posh, that's true. That when a person combs a shaitel, there's no isidraisa there. Even a human hair shaitel can't be an isidraisa, that's what I said to you. Because it's not mokuminika, it's not mokuminika, it's not mokumin, it's growth. So an isidraisa it certainly can't be. But many people have a mini, like, I don't know who's quoted from, but many people seem to say that lechore it's problematic with some soisa to comb a shaitel in the normal way. That means using a hard brush. It looks very much as in soisa, and therefore one should treat a shaitel the same way as hair, in the kosher way. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that means that one should brush it with a soft brush, and one should brush it not very hard, and one should have a special brush for it. Why? Are you asking a shaitel even on a normal hair, you think? Yeah, that's a good question. You're asking, what, if you've got a knot there, first of all, often it's not a knot, it's tangled a bit. Who says tangling is called? You haven't got a proper knot. If you've got a proper knot, you have to know, but the mice normally just gets tangled. Tangled, mice, that's also a nice question. The Rambam learns that volume, making strings, twanging the strings together is called kosher. So he says that very often, you have to ask why untangling hair is not the same thing. But pashtus, the mice say it's not a knot. Yeah, he's asking a good question. He's asking, well, why is it not? When you break a knot open, on your hair, which is tangled, why is not matter as well? Okay. Okay, so that's the halacha of combing shaitlich. Okay. Spraying shaitlich also is not so good, because that itina keeps the thing in position. It's ke'idu oversee. It looks like a ke'idu doing some sort of binding together, which is also not so good to use this hairspray, which binds the shaitlich together. One shouldn't do that. Let's talk about plaiting, though. Plaiting hair. Normal hair, we want to plait. Especially on girls, for example. You've got a girl's got long hair. We want to plait their hair. So the shayla is, can you do that on Shabbos? So this is the halacha in Shimon Shin Gimel Sichavov. Machaber says, Osa likloya ha'isha sara b'Shabbos. A woman mustn't plait her hair on Shabbos. And, who are din, you can't do the plaits. Both things are also. You're making the plaits. And undoing it. What's wrong with making a plait? What issa are you doing? Oh, so the mice, what's the issa over here is, let me see, room rings down, it's also with rabbon. Making a plait, plaiting is, I think, like you do the chalz, lahabdo. You put you twine the hairs together, and that is an issa of midrabbon. We shouldn't do domi lebinyan. It's very similar to building. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something to Chava, and it looks like that. Yeah, she plaited the hair, and that was called, the Torah refers to it as binyan. So it's not mamish binyan of Adam, it's a similar thing. Binyan is you're taking small parts and you're putting it together. Here you're taking the hair and you're binding it together to make it into one big binding. That is similar to binyan, at least with Rabbonon. Yeah, but it's also with Rabbonon. It's midrabbonon dikadin of binyan one shouldn't do. Yeah? This is only about plaiting. That's posher. When someone takes a whole load of hair and puts a ponytail on, for example, that's not sophisticated binding together. That's not also. The plaiting, which is not allowed, is when you're doing a sophisticated a sophisticated binding together which resembles binyan. Just taking hair together, making it to a ponytail, is not included in that. Yeah? I don't know what they call it, I don't know what it is, it's a bun. Do you know what a bun is? I mean, you know, the buns from a bakery, I know, but the buns in the hair, it looks like it's also a complicated... Right, that they say is very similar to plaiting. That could be also problematic. That's also very doima to plaiting hair. That could be included in plaiting hair, and that also because of the rabbanon. But the normal thing that you take hair together and you put it into a ponytail, you put something like that, put a ribbon around it, that they say... What? The bun? So what do you do with a bun? You
tie together
and
bundle
up. That's like a ponytail. It's more like a
ponytail,
you think? Look, because I've shut up. Look, saying a bun, what? Plaiting is much more sophisticated. I mean, your mum is twining it together. That's lechoyer much worse. But what, we have to know what is a bun. I don't know something to speak about buns, I don't think. Sorry? Pears are going to come to hopefully. Yeah, come to pears, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully come to pears. I'll come with the pit, yeah? Hopefully. Right, so tying hair, as I said, is mice, there's no problem at all. Just normal tying hair into a, what do you call it? I'll tell you, huadin, a ribbon on one's hair is no problem. Huadin, if someone's got a plait ready from before Shabbos, yeah? Someone's got a plait before Shabbos, and he wants to put a ribbon on that plait, there's no problem, yeah? It's already been plaited, there's no problem. The only problem is to make a sophisticated thing, that's problematic. I must tell you that the ponytails is mutter, but someone's more over me, yes, it's a good point. Very often with these ponytails, you put these rubber bands in, yeah? And why happens these bobbles, whatever it is, tight ones, why happens is that they get stuck. And then you've got a problem on Shabbos taking off. I don't know what the heads on that, I haven't thought through properly exactly. Are you going to take off on Shabbos? Very often they get tangled, and the only way to undo it is by taking this thing off, it's inevitable some hair's going to come off. That should be problematic, so one should avoid that. It's much easier to use just a simple rubber, a simple bobble or something like that, yeah? Where that won't happen. But the ones that can make it entangled could be problematic. Okay, everyone's busy here. What about shaitels? Making a plait in a shaitel? Can you plait a shaitel? I'm not recommending this, not for you to say that this is allowed to be done during a week, even during a week, yeah? But I'm just talking about, let's say, plaiting and shaitels, what's going on with this? So even though there's no binyan in shaitels, it's only on Guf HaOdom. On the Guf HaOdom, there's a shaitel of binyan. What? Space is putting it together, it's like makapat, it's like making something in a stay in position, it's not so good. It's not shaitel of binyan. Here, the shaitel is, though, it's no shaitel of binyan. Others say it's my oirig, though. To put to plait a shaitel could be a problem of oirig. It's only with the bottom, not the rice, it's not going to last. But the chayra, plaiting a shaitel also is not so good. Plaiting a dog. Yeah, could be the same thing. Could be over here, it's quite right. I mean, I don't know if you have to stop your child doing it, it's a drabon, they can do it, I'm not sure if anyone's musting to this, the meister, but yeah, it's a good point, the chayra. Yeah, the chayra is a good point. What about payers? That's a good thing about payers. The mice says, I remember when I was in yeshiva, there was a boy, he used to have lovely payers. I remember his name, I just said something to him, I remember his name still sticks out, his name in my mind. He used to have his mummies, his lovely curly ones. What? Yeah, it's a whole avoid, but it's very, the mice was very nice. It's a shiloh, is that like plaiting? Is that equivalent to plaiting? What? Curling. Are you allowed to curl them, make them curls? Are you allowed to put curls in your hair? Is that similar to plaiting? This is a big shiloh.
Like a battery on the side of the ear.
Yeah, it's also. And what, you use a thread to tie around as well, let's say.
It becomes a
closed,
hard closed thing.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Let me talk about the ones with the spiral ones, the mice, the nice spiral ones. So that, the mice, the possible rabies with the shiloh, actually. I must say, it's not a new shiloh, it's a very old shiloh here. I'll read you out what they say. The Kseis HaShulchan says, Yesh lilmud tzchus al ha'oisim kein. I want to mimelamud tzchus on those that do that. Most of these cases are the pears are slightly curled up already before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. That means, I asked someone today, unfortunately I haven't got this shy with my pears, I don't know. But I asked someone, what happens when you go to the mikveh? The mice said, normally when you go to the mikveh, very often the actual surah still stays slightly. It's not completely undone. So you've got still a slight part of the curl still in your pears. So the Kseis HaShulchan, Kimishu B'Deir HaKlal, HaPeyes Mesulsolos, Mitzas, and Bo'Yoyim, they're already still slightly Mesulsol and Bo'Yoyim, Ein lesser legamro, it doesn't have to answer it. The chain das a gon of Shlomo Zalman, even with Rodos and with Rodos legamro, they're completely separate, means they're completely strands in strands, then ein the salsa, one should not do this on Shabbos. Ach, ein mesul tzolos with mixers, if they're slightly, they've still got a bit of tzura, they're a little bit curly, they've got a slight tzura of curliness, then mutter legamro, and you're allowed to finish off and you can complete it. That's not called doing a proper thing. It's like plaiting. It's very difficult to plaiting. It looks like you're doing on the hair, you're doing a big shinery on the hair, you're curling the hair around. Sorry? No, the surah is going to ask someone. It's, even when it dries up, you'll see the surah is still same. It doesn't completely, when it's wet, you know, it looks hanging down. But when it dries up before Shabbat, you'll see there's still a bit of a curl to it. If you let it dry, would the curl still be there? Yeah, okay, so then it hasn't lost its tzura then. Even though now when it's wet, it doesn't look so, it looks like it's lost it. L'chol, the tzura is still there, so that's not such a problem. L'chol, that's an interesting point there. Let's see what he says over here. He says the same thing over here. Always says the same thing over here. Clear somewhere. I mean, he's talking about, plus he says not so similar. But I said, that's what they say. If there's a bit of a tzura there ready, then you can do it. Let's just finish off over here. It's an interesting thing over here. Then he says about the shayla of, let's say, spraying perfume. So hairspray on shaitlech and on hairs, that to do, he says, also latris tris and spray ala sarskar ishmas astrakas. To hold it in position, one should not do that. One should not hold the position of the hairs in position with a spray. But the question is an interesting question over here. Some people, also I'm not recommending any of this, this is just purely in some Hilchos Shabbos, yeah? Some of these things might be questionable during the week as well. Shaila, some people like to spray their shaitlech, or let's talk about hair first, or with perfume. They want the whole street to know they're coming. People, they want to advertise they're coming down the road, so they want to spray the perfume on their hair. Let's talk about you, let's talk about a normal hair, a girl who wants to spray her hair with a bit of perfume. Is there a problem with that? Anybody think, what could be the problem with that? Or is no problem? What? So the shayla of moilid reach. So this moilid reach, your pastures, the big question is moilid reach on the goof of Adam is mutter. That's claw. The shayla is on Sarus or Adam, is that allowed? Most poskim, it looks like the minig olam, is to makel that on Sarus of a person, there's no is of moilid reach. Moilid reach means that a person shouldn't, for example, scent a beget. A person wants to make his clothes smell nice, so he sprays something on his clothes that it smells nice. The Shulman's case, as far as I remember, talking about an estrog, where a person puts an estrog in some clothes or something in order to make the clothes smell nice. The Mishnah Brewer's case, actually, is very interesting. Minig, actually, he was talking about where they used to scent the water in order for the kohen to wash their hands. They used to put some nice perfume in the water, that the water smells nice, and then the kohen washed his hands. They had a nice smell on his hands. So that was an issur. Mishnah Brewer says one should not do that, because that's an issur of moed reach. On Guf Ha'odom, on the actual person himself, so one can use soap on himself, there's no problem using soap on himself, because that is mutter. The case of the Mishnah Brewer was you were scenting the water, yeah? That was a different child, you were scenting the water. To put soap on yourself is no problem at all. On the hair of a person, it seems that we take on that that's the same as Guf Ha'odom, and there's no issa of moilid reach. Was very good. Thank you for that. Yeah, very good. What happens though on a shaitel? Yeah, on a shaitel where that's not Guf Ha'odom, that's not part of a person. So a shaitel lechayre is much worse. A shaitel is called a beged, and therefore to spray perfume on a beged, that's much more complicated. That lechayre is no heter. That's an isur moed reach, and that's not allowed to be done. The kids, to make a quick sikkum of what we said. So we spoke about the beginning over here of plaiting hair. There's an isur midrabbanon to plait girl's hair. It looks like binyan, it's doibet to binyan. On a shaitel, it's not binyan, but it's ariga, so one shouldn't make any plaits on Shabbos. Besides plaiting, normal, just binding together the hairs together, much in a ponytail, whatever, that's not a problem at all, it's not an issue at all. It's only when it's a sophisticated binding together, that's when it's problematic. And then we spoke about also payas, curling payas. So we say that if the surah is already there, really, the original surah is there, and you're just making it better, that's mutter. If it's not there, it's completely gone, then l'chayre one should not do that on Shabbos. Okay, no worries. Yeah, Sunday I'm not available, so I'll change the date.